Right. Yeah, look, if anyone's been offended by anything, anything so far this evening, or even like, you know, you thought, well, that was a bit rough or whatever. Or if you're particularly religious, you know, adhering to any of the real, you know, monotheistic doctrines, you might want to pop out for about 5 minutes. This is a song about anal sex and God. It's called 10-Foot Cock and a Few Hundred Virgins. So you're gonna live in paradise with a 10-foot cock and a few hundred virgins. So you're gonna live in paradise with a 10-foot cock and a few hundred virgins. So you're gonna sacrifice your life for a ride on a UFO. And when the Lord comes down with his shimmering chariot of salvation, you're gonna be the first to know. Wow. And so if God was there from the very beginning, he invented men and women, then he also invented wanking, then he said wanking was sinning. So now if I'm feeling randy, I'm not allowed to hand shandy, but having sex with my family, that is just fucking great. It's all there in Ezekiel 8, and just before he opens up his big pearly gate and says that it's a sin to take it up the date, even if it's great, even with your mate. So you're gonna live in paradise with a 10-foot cock and a few hundred virgins. So you're gonna sacrifice your life for a shot at the greener grass. And when the Lord comes down with his shiny rod of judgment, he's gonna kick my heathen ass. Oh. So if you cover the bodies of your women, everybody is grinning because black is so slim, and though it's not great for swimming, but it gives you an erection with the increased sexual tension, what with the UV protection that is second to none. You'll find it all in the Quran, just next to the bit that justifies guns and says that it's a sin to take it up the bum, even if it's fun, even in a scrum. So you're gonna live in paradise with a 10-foot cock and a few hundred virgins. So you're gonna sacrifice your life for a shot at eternity. And when the Lord comes down and I haven't done my penance, he's gonna disembowel me. Oh. You say that if I stumbled on a watch, I'd assume it had a watchmaker, that a muffin presupposes a baker, so he must agree sooner or later that this proves there's a creator. So if I put my foot in a stinker, you'd assume the existence of a sphincter, thus you don't need to be a great thinker to conclude that God's a bum, which negates the words of Genesis 1, which make him out to be so much fun, until Adam succumbed to temptation, and then his only son got nailed to a gum, or the Middle Eastern equivalent, which suggests that God's omniscience is nullified by his ambivalence, unless it turns out that he's impotent. And if God can't get a boner, I guess that explains the plethora of huge erections in his honor, cause we all know a steeple's just a subconscious compensatory manifestation of a huge stiff penis, and still he tells us that it's heinous to stick a penis up your anus, even if you're famous, even if you're good at tennis. So you're gonna live in paradise with a 10-foot cock and a few hundred virgins. So you're gonna sacrifice your life for a ride on a UFO. And when the Lord comes down with his big, stiff, slimy rod of judgment, oh, I'm gonna be the first to know. He's gonna send me down below. He's gonna whip me like Mariah Little Ho. I'm gonna be the first to go.
Thanks.